Joe?
Yep.
How are you? Could you talk about, first of all, your second year and the kind of adjustments you've had to make and how good of a start you're off to?
Well, I think, you know, we worked hard during the off season to get to the point where we are now, and you know, we had a good preseason, and we proved we could do some things well, and you know, we've just been fortunate to, you know, go out and practice hard during the week and, you know, come ready to play on Sundays. I think we're playing pretty well together as an offense. It always helps when it's your second year, you know, together. You know, we got pretty much everybody back. You know, we got a couple new guys on the line, but they're filling in and doing a great job. And, you know, anytime you're in your second year in the offense, you're going to get better from the first year, and I think that's what you're seeing right now. We're able to do a variety of things in the passing and the running game, and, you know, when you're able to do both, it's kind of tough to, you know, it can be tough to defend if you're doing them well.
How good, I mean, obviously you guys have always had a great reputation as a defensive team, but how good does it feel to be helping the defense out by putting up as many points as you have?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're on the offensive side of the ball, you want to put up points and, you know, kind of hold up your end of the bargain and, you know, prove your worth on the team. And I think that's what we're doing as an offense. We want to prove that we belong on this team and that we can help our team win. And, you know, that's our goal, is to go out there and put points on the board each week and to win football games. And I think, you know, the way we're playing together offensively and defensively, you know, it's tough to beat us. And, you know, as long as we keep this up and understand what kind of hard work it takes to do that, then I think we'll be all right.
Joe, what are the keys to being a good red zone offense?
You got to be efficient, and when your chances come, you know, you got to take advantage of them. You know, things get tighter down there, so you got to be quicker, but you also have to make good decisions. You know, if you don't get what you want, you got to be willing to check the ball down and move on to the next play. And as long as you're smart with the football, you're going to get your shots down in the red zone, and you just got to make sure you take advantage of them when they come to you.
Joe, how's Kelly Washington been as a receiver for you this year?
Kelly's been great. I mean, ever since he came here in the off season and you know, started helping us out, I figured he was going to be a big part of our offense this year. I mean, he's doing a great job. He's a big guy that, you know, does a great job of catching the ball for us and getting open in little holes. So, you know, I've loved him so far, and you know, we're going to keep getting him involved in the game and, you know, hoping that he does a good job.
How much does it help to throw against the secondary you have to throw against in practice?
Yeah, anytime you go against our defense, you know, for the whole off season and, you know, most of training camp, you know, it really prepares you for a long season. You know, they give you a lot of different looks, and they got a lot of great players over on that side to really help you out. And, you know, anytime we go up against the team during regular season, you know, we feel like we're pretty prepared to see a lot of different looks just because we've gone up against our defense. And, you know, obviously, like I said, they prepare you, you know, to play different ways just because of, you know, what kind of caliber players we have on that side.
Joe, what do you think it does for your team's preparation as the season goes on to have played now New England? You will have played New England on the road, playing San Diego on the road. How important do you think that is as the season goes along?
Yeah, I mean, in the NFL, you're going to have to win tough games, and, you know, the more experience you get in those tough games, then the better you'll be when it really counts. And you know, I think we were a good team last year in those situations, but, you know, in the end we didn't win. But you know, I think the more games and the more experience we get in these type of games, the more we'll be prepared when it comes. And if San Diego was definitely a game like that, and now, you know, coming out there to your guys' place is definitely going to be another game like that. You know, I think we embrace playing on the road. We enjoy it, and yeah, I think that, you know, that kind of helps us out when we go on the road and, you know, playing somebody else's house.
Joe, how have you profited from your experience a year ago, you know, getting not just your feet wet, but really getting thrown into the breach and handling it the way you did? How has that, you know, improved your play this year, do you think?
I couldn't even begin to tell you. You know, 19 games last year, to play 19 games was unlike anything, you know, I've ever experienced. It, you know, what it's done for me this year is, you know, like I said, I can't even explain it. You know, if this was my fourth game, you know, ever, it'd be a lot different than, you know, than it is now being my 23rd. I mean, anytime you're thrown in there and asked to, you know, to lead the team and, you know, score points and win games, you're definitely, your learning curve is going to, you know, speed up and you're going to become better quicker. And like I said, last year when I came in, I had said that I wanted to play from the beginning, and I hoped I was fortunate enough to do that.
you know, it ended up happening. So, but, you know, all along I had said I wanted to play in the beginning for this reason, not necessarily to play right away. I mean, obviously I wanted to play right away, but I figured it would help me out, you know, so much in my long term, you know, down the road in my career, you know, second year, third year, fourth year. You know, I'm just light years ahead of where I would have been if I was going into my fourth game right now.
To what degree do you feel like you're a kindred spirit with a guy like Matt Ryan? Both of you gone through similar experiences now, you know, with your clubs.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's awesome to see another guy in the league, you know, going out there and having success. You know, they just came up here, they just went up there and played you guys, and yeah, they're doing well this year. So, it, like I said, it's good to see, you know, to see your peers playing well, and you know, anytime, you know, you can kind of relate to a guy just because you're kind of going through similar things, it's kind of good to see. You know, you're both adapting to the situations you're thrown into, and you know, making the most of them.
Joe, has Cam given you any more freedom or latitude this year, loosen the reins on you any more than last year?
I don't think he's given me any more freedom within our plays, but yeah, it definitely feels like we're you know, we've opened up the offense a little bit, per, you know, if that's what you want to call it. Mm-hmm. You know, we're definitely. You know, I think we've expanded our game a little bit that, you know, we're kind of, right now we're at least playing well in both areas of the game, the passing game and the running game. And, you know, I don't know. I guess Cam has opened it up a little bit if you want to say that. But, you know, I think, you know, we played last year the way we were supposed to play and the way that gave us the best shot of winning. And I think this year we're doing the same thing. And if things have changed a little bit, it's just because, you know, our offense as a whole has grown, and we've become more comfortable with each other and more comfortable with the plays we're running. And that's not just myself. That's our offensive line. That's our running backs, and that's our receivers, you know, all understanding the offense better, and, you know, therefore we're able to do more things in it.
Any sense of satisfaction that the Baltimore, your offense, is finally getting some recognition where it's all you're, when you think of Baltimore, you think defense, 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 but now the offense is kind of come up to par?
Yeah, I don't think recognition is a big deal for us. I think the biggest thing for us is that, you know, we're happy with ourselves, that we're putting points on the board, and we're holding up our end of the bargain. And, you know, all the recognition that we need is from our defense and from our coaches and from the rest of the guys in the offensive room. And as long as we have that, and, you know, we understand that we're a team and playing together, then we're happy. You know, we don't necessarily need the recognition. It's obviously, you know, it's not nice to get. It's, you know, it's nice to get every now and then, but, you know, it doesn't mean anything if you don't go out there and do it week in and week out. And, you know, that's what we're planning to do.
Can you relate, Joe, what it was like that first time you took your first NFL snap? I mean, was it a concerted effort to make sure you didn't line up under guard, you know, like some guys have?
I don't know if it was that bad. You know, I always tell people, you know, nothing will ever be as bad as when I was a freshman in high school and got into a varsity game for the first time. I don't think any experience has ever been, you know, quite as bad as that for me. So I always kind of look back to that when I'm in a situation, you know, similar to that, and you know, kind of reflect on it and, you know, try to help myself out that way. So I don't think it was like that. I was excited. I was anxious. I was nervous. You know, a lot of different feelings. But, you know, in the end, I felt pretty comfortable and was pretty happy with the way everything turned out.
Why was that experience so bad for you the first time varsity?
It wasn't that it was bad. It was just, you know, I was nervous. You know, I got in and we were getting killed. You know, we were playing against a bunch of guys that I probably already had played against, you know, in a JV game or something like that. But, you know, just the magnitude of the whole thing, you know, being a freshman and being, you know, basically a little kid, I don't think I'll ever be in that kind of position again. That was, like I said, I can deal with anything if I could deal with that. That's how I feel, and you know, I obviously was able to deal with that and move past it. So I kind of reflect back on that whenever I'm starting to feel a little bit, you know, nervous or something like that.
Joe, a couple of us just talked to Robbie Agnone, who had some very nice things to say about you. What are some things that we might not know about Robbie and what he can bring to the table?
Oh, Robbie's a big athletic guy that can, you know, catches the ball great, and you know, he is a. He didn't play tight end in high school, but, you know, in college he did a great job. He was a basketball player in high school, so obviously he's a really good athlete. And you know, I think the biggest thing about him is he's tried to improve his run blocking and, you know, make sure that he can be a, you know, good blocker, not just pass catcher. And Yeah, the biggest thing about him, though, is, like I said, he's a big kid. He's about 6'6", 260-some pounds, and he can still run and catch the ball well. So, yeah, I think if he gets a shot, you know, he'll do a good job because there's not going to be anybody, you know, on the team or, you know, elsewhere that works harder than he does. And I think, you know, the coaches around there will see that.
Joe, in looking at a guy like Mark Sanchez and what he's going through, are you reminded of what you went through your first year? And do you see him as being another among those guys such as yourself and Matt Ryan who are kind of emerging as maybe the new vanguard here in terms of NFL quarterbacks?
Yeah, well, obviously, I mean, they're doing a great job winning games up there in New York, and, you know, it looks like he's getting more and more comfortable each week and having a good time doing it. So, yeah, I wish him the best of luck, and, you know, I definitely can remember and reflect back on last year when I see those guys winning games and stuff like that. But, like I said, the most important thing is to win games, and that's what they're doing right now. So best of luck to them, and as long as they keep doing that, he'll have fun, and, you know, if they keep winning games, then he's going to be one of those quarterbacks that they're talking about.
Yeah. Have you had him reach out to you at all?
No, I haven't. Yeah, I saw him when we played them in the preseason, but yeah, besides that, I haven't really talked to him. I don't really talk to anybody, so okay. I'm not really a good example.
Joe, the Patriots D has been a lot stronger this year than maybe some people had expected. When you look at them on film, what jumps out at you?
Hey, they're a team that plays smart, and they're where they're supposed to be, and you know they do a good job. I think they have about 6 sacks in the first 3 games, and they do a good job of doing what they're supposed to do, and you know, run stopping and not letting you do too many things in the pass game that's going to hurt them. You know, over the long run, the biggest thing they've done so far in the first three games is they've not allowed a lot of plays to be ran by the offenses, and that's a credit to both their defense and their offense. But you know, they haven't allowed their opponent's offenses to be on the field that long, and therefore they haven't really scored too much. So anytime you can keep offense off the field, it's going to obviously help you out, because you're not going to be out there all game, and when you are out there, you're going to have the energy to go out there and make sure you give it your all every play. So one of the biggest things for us is going to be to make sure that we convert on third downs, and we try to keep ourselves on the field as long as possible so that we can get as many plays and give ourselves as many chances as we need.
How much of a pain is Ed Reed in practice?
Right now I don't have to deal with him. That's Troy and John that have to deal with him right now on the scout team. But I got to tell you, during the summer and during training camp, you never know where he's going to be. He's really well around the ball. If he gets around the ball, he's going to go up and he's going to make the catch. And then once he makes the catch, it's very tough to tackle him. So he's a great player, and we have a lot of those guys on the other side of the ball. So it's a lot of fun to be with them every day.
You're converting on 70% of the plays within the red zone so far this season. Very well done. Do you think you can keep that percentage up against the Patriots?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think we can keep that up against anybody that we're going to play, and that's our goal, is to get in the red zone and score touchdowns. And anytime you're an offense and you're the quarterback of that offense, you believe you can do something like that. And as long as we keep playing smart and not trying to do too much, then I think we're gonna operate at a pretty successful rate. And I don't know where that percentage will end up, but I would like to believe it's gonna be pretty darn good.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you later. Have a good day.